This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, January 10th. Royal Caribbean has released some of its 2022 cruise passenger numbers. The company hosted over 4.6 million cruise passengers on its vessels last year. That's 4.6 million. In total, the fleet can welcome nearly 90,000 guests at any given time at double occupancy, or nearly 113,000 at full capacity. And if you're wondering, Royal Caribbean's private island in the Bahamas, Perfect Day, had 530 calls last year. And Holland America Line will soon be switching up the musical entertainment on some of its ships. The partnership with the Lincoln Center, which started in 2016 and eventually resulted in the Lincoln Center stage venue, will be changing, becoming a traveling ensemble instead of a dedicated venue. The group will travel between ships in the fleet and perform in the main World Stage Theater. Holland America has not announced what the Lincoln Center stage will become. Also on Noordam, Westerdam, Oosterdam, and Zuiderdam, the B.B. King's Blues Club is going to be replaced with the Rolling Stone Lounge, which will allow for a larger variety of music. It's not all awash, though. B.B. King will still remain on some of Holland America Line ships. And finally, Silver Sea Cruises' 2023 World Cruise departed Sydney, Australia today, marking the first time Silver Sea has departed on a world cruise from the Southern Hemisphere. The 139-day voyage aboard Silver Shadow will include 66 ports of call in 34 different countries. The world cruise is scheduled to conclude in Fort Lauderdale on May 28th. If you're wondering the price of this one, it started around $60,000 per person. And cruise line stocks were up on Monday. Carnival Corporation up 3%, 9.47. Royal Caribbean up 4%, 57.29. And Norwegian up 5.7%, 13.78. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Do you have a story or a tip to report? Let us know. Email tips at cruiseradio.net.